And on the way, in just a moment, the Nottingham students preparing for a weekend of playing computer games. Bit like most students, really. But there is a difference here. We'll explain more in just a couple of secs.
BBC Radio Nottingham.
21 minutes past seven. Now, if I mentioned computer games fans, you may well have a stereotype in your mind. Spotty teenage boys with very few social skills. Despite the recession, it seems that the computer game sector, though, is continuing to grow. And certainly it's not about spotty teenage boys. It's pretty much about anybody these days, the gaming community is. Well, there's going to be a weekend coming up soon, later on this month, where students from across the country will get together for a weekend of writing and playing games. And their creations could even end up being published or marketed. Well, Iddy Murray is from St Anne's and is one of only a handful of female students who are expected to attend. She's here now at BBC Radio Nottingham. Hello, morning.
Hello.
What will you be doing then over the weekend?
Well, basically, it's a 48-hour stint where we'll be in teams. I've already got my team all set up, ready to go, and we'll be basically creating a computer game within that time.
How do you do that in 48
hours? I haven't actually got a clue. I think it involves lots of caffeine and no sleep.
So will you do the programming, or do you just come up with the ideas?
Well, I'm a designer, so I come up with most of the ideas, which is good because I need an outlet for my overactive imagination, otherwise it gets dangerous. But my two friends from Hull, hi Casey, who are doing computer... what are they doing? Computer science with game development and
so
my programmers.
They're the programming side.
They're doing the complicated bit of it that I don't understand a single word of. I've got two friends that I've met on the Train to Game forum who are my other designer and my art, one of my artists, and my housemate is an artist as well.
So all of you together create this team, this creative team, if you like. Why is creating a game over a weekend like that a good way to do it, rather than, you know, the traditional method, which is like months upon end and meetings and planning about what's going to work for a game?
I don't know. I guess it could be more fun. And that whole thing about can you work under pressure is a good way to learn if you can or not as well. Plus, how much caffeine you can safely consume within 48 hours.
So do you think you will get any sleep?
I might try to get a little bit, but I don't know if I'll be able to, because my mind will be, once they announce a theme at 6 p.m. on the Friday, my mind will be completely racing. I'm like, don't do this, this needs to be this colour, and goodness knows what else.
So that's what they do. You really don't even know what you're going to be doing until they say to you what the theme is.
Until 6 p.m. on Friday the 25th when everybody gets there.
So you can't really have any ideas in advance,
no,
can you?
No, unless you have an idea that can spread through most video game themes, which is a lot.
Yeah. So is it a competition? I mean, is it whoever comes up with the best game will get it marketed?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And then I think afterwards, all the games that are created that day are going to be available for free download and play on the Train to Game website, so everybody out there can sort of have a go and see what all the fuss was about, which would be good.
How often do you play games at the moment?
Too much. I'm always dabbling. I mean, ever since my good friend Marcus, who I went to school with, shoved a copy of Final Fantasy VIII in my face and said, play this, I've been completely hooked.
And what is Final Fantasy VIII?
It's part of the Final Fantasy series, which is a big, big game series that's come out of Japan. And they're up to number 13 or 14 or whatever now. So, but, you know, there's so many different types of video game out there. There's something for everybody, really.
What is it about gaming that you enjoy? Why do you like it?
Personally, I think it's just an escape, personally. I can go away to some other world that nobody's ever heard of for a few hours and just forget everything else that's going on.
And most people say, you know, gaming is antisocial, but actually you've just listed this whole group of people that you know and you've met through gaming. Whenever we play games at home, you know, on the Wii or whatever, it's a big family thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's not as antisocial as it used to be, and I think the stereotype people still have of gamers, especially the whole spotty teenage boys thing, is
sorry for reinforcing
wrong.
That one.
Yeah, it's completely wrong. I mean, obviously I'm not a spotty teenage boy. I'm a 23-year-old who only moved to Nottingham 3 years ago, but, you know, I've enjoyed video games for a long, long time, and I think more women should try to get into the industry.
Iddy, good luck at the weekend. Thanks for joining us. Iddy Murray on BBC Radio Nottingham. She's from St Anne's, explaining more about how she's going to be helping effectively to create a new game over this gaming weekend later on this month.